Welcome to installment 63 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will once again summarize the Rambam's discussion of Positive Commandment 153, the commandment to sanctify the new moon and to declare the leap year. As we mentioned over the last few days, this commandment to determine the years derives from the book of Exodus, where the Jewish people were given their first commandment, HaChedesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadoshim, that this month, meaning the month of Nisan, the month of Passover, shall be for you the first of all of the months. Nisan was then considered to be the first of all of the months, which according to the Jewish calendar are lunar months. This commandment includes with it the idea of declaring the new moon and also of evening out the lunar calendar with the solar calendar by the addition of a month through the addition of a leap year, as we will discuss towards the end of today's portion. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs first describes who exactly fulfills this commandment. Unlike other commandments, even involving counting, this is not a commandment on every individual. Shabbos, for example, can be determined by any individual. After counting the 6 weekdays, he makes the 7th day the day of Shabbos. However, the counting of the months cannot be done in such a way. We cannot simply look up in the sky, see the moon, and declare the first day of the month as an individual. Regardless of whether we're doing it by visually sighting the moon, or by making astronomical calculations, or through looking at other signs, such as that Rambam describes in his legal code, for example, seeing that the seasons are out of kilter with the solar year, for example, in the month of Nisan, the crops have not sufficiently ripened, and so on, an individual can nevertheless not declare a leap year or declare the first day of the month. This is something which is relevant to the entire Jewish people, and the only ones that are allowed to declare it are members of the Jewish court. As the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the members of the Beis Din HaGadol, the great Jewish court in the land of Israel in Jerusalem. The great court in Jerusalem had 71 members. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that one can declare the new year a leap year with only 3 members. Therefore, the commentaries on the Rambam learn that he holds that the 3 members must be members of the great Jewish court of the Beis Din HaGadol. It is not necessary for the entire Beis Din HaGadol with all 71 members to make this declaration. But nevertheless, the individuals involved in this particular court of 3 must be members of that greater court. The Rambam now goes through a lengthy explanation through this commandment to describe in what manner this commandment still applies today. Since today we do not have a properly qualified Beis Din, therefore we can no longer declare the months and the years as we did previously. Just as the sacrifices can no longer be performed since we do not have the temple in Jerusalem, so too this mitzvah cannot be performed today. And this, says the Rambam, is the source of the mistake of the Karoyim, the Karite, so to speak. And also some people from Jewish circles who are unknowledgeable in the idea of declaring the month. Evidently, these Karites were declaring their own new moons and so on, and observing the holidays, which are determined based on the first day of the month, as determined in the lunar cycle, were celebrating holidays on different days. It must be declared, says the Rambam, only in the land of Israel by a Jewish court. In times of great difficulty, and there were no sages in the land of Israel, then one can, a Jewish court, who were all originally ordained in Israel, can declare the new month even though they're outside Israel. Or such as a case where there is a sage outside the land of Israel who has no one comparable in stature in the land of Israel, as the Talmud describes in the case of Rabbi Akiva, who determined the months even though he was outside the land of Israel. However, this was done only at times of dire need, and almost without exception, the months were determined in the land of Israel. The Rambam now expounds upon the point of how it is we have holidays today, and this, he says, is a tremendously important principle of the Jewish faith, and only by deep reflection can we fully understand this point. There are 2 ways, in general, to determine the new month: by witnesses who testify before the court that they have seen the month, or by making astronomical calculations about when the moon would normally appear. And the Jewish court in Israel has the power of determining in either way, although normally at the times of the temple and afterwards as well, it was done through investigation of witnesses. Today we can no longer examine witnesses in that fashion. And even the astronomical calculation, says the Rambam, also would not be sufficient for us to determine the holidays. We are unable to determine the holidays since they are only within the ability of a court in the land of Israel. And this court has complete power to determine the month, as the Rambam quotes the Talmudic discussion of the verse, "Atsher tikru eisam," that they shall determine the holidays. The Gemara there implies that the word eisam is written in such a way as it could mean atem, meaning you, the Jewish court, have the power to declare the month, even should you be forced to declare a month against what you think is right. And even should you make a mistake and declare a month differently than the actual appearance of the moon should indicate, nevertheless, your deed prevails, and therefore this becomes the new day of the month. And they have done so for all times, as the Chinuch explains that in the times of Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, he saw that as a result of exile, that there would no longer be the chance of declaring the months in the land of Israel and communicating this decision to all the Jewish populace. He therefore made a determination to last for all times until the arrival of Mashiach b'mheiro v'yameinu. And this should be the determination to last for all times. And at that time, this court of Hillel HaNasi determined the holidays which we observe today. We do not have the ability to determine when a holiday should be. But Rabbi Hillel HaNasi's court did have that ability, and they determined for all time. And when we today make our calculations on when the moon shall appear, this is not in order that we should determine when the holiday is. Rather, this is in order to figure out what the determination was that Hillel made. Since the means of making this determination have been passed down, we can thereby duplicate and discover what it was he determined in his court by making these calculations ourselves. But it is a serious mistake to think that we ourselves are sanctifying the new moon and declaring the leap year, since we are only revealing and explaining this which was done back in those times. The Rambam now adds another point, interesting additional point to this discussion, that we can rely today on the determination of Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, this applies only because there are still Jews living in the land of Israel. As the Chassam Sefer explains, this is what the Rambam's intention here in Sefer HaMitzvot, that since Hashem has promised us that the Jewish people will not be completely cut off and will not completely disappear, and as the Rambam means, that this is an assurance that there will always be Jews living in the land of Israel, and there will never be a time that the land will be empty of Jews. Therefore, we will always have the ability to rely on this determination of Rabbi Hillel HaNasi's court. However, should God forbid this cease to exist, there would no longer be Jews living in the land of Israel, and we would have no qualified court there, obviously, and in addition, there would not be properly ordained rabbis outside the land of Israel, meaning ordained with a type of smicha, which ceased over 1,000 years ago at the times of the Gemara. Should any of these things happen, we would not be able to determine the holidays. Even with all of the calculations that we are able to determine, we do not have the halachic ability to determine the new moon and in order to determine the holidays, as long as there are no Jews living in the land of Israel. Only because there are Jews living there can we use our calculations to reveal this which Rabbi Hillel HaNasi determined. And this is derived from a verse in Yeshaya, as is quoted in the Gemara, "Ki nitzian teitzei seira dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim," that the Torah shall come forth from Tzion, from the land of Israel, and God's word from Yerushalayim, meaning that there must always be Jews there in order for us to determine these decisions of the Torah. Through reflection on the relevant Talmudic passages, says the Rambam, a person will come to the same conclusion beyond any doubt. The Rambam now gives us a few general guidelines which apply to this mitzvah, which are hinted to in verses in the Chumash. The verse says, L'mayada, you should determine in the proper season, which means, says the Rambam, that when it comes time to add a leap month, in order that the lunar year should match up to the solar year, it must be done very close to the Mayid referring to Pesach. Therefore, the additional month, the 13th month, is added on right before Pesach, right before the month of Nisan. And this is the second month of Adar that we add on. Another lesson we learn from the Chumash is that the verse says, Miyomim Yomima, from day to day. And this means, says the Rambam, quoting the statement of our sages, that one can sanctify the month or declare the leap year only by day, only in the daytime. Another verse says, L'chadsha Hashana, months of the years, which means that when it comes time to make a leap year, we must add on a complete month, not like the solar leap year, which is done in secularly, where one day is added. We must add an entire month. And so too, the verse says, Chedesh Yomim, a month of days. In order to make the months come out evenly, we must change the number of days, sometimes 29 and sometimes 30, but we cannot add on a portion of a day for a lunar month. And then also the verse says, Chedesh Ha'aviv, that Passover must fall out in the time when the grain begins to ripen. And this tells us that the months are not exclusively lunar months, but the calendar goes according to a solar basis as well to determine that the holiday should come out in the proper season. The details of this commandment are discussed in the first chapter of Sanhedrin and tractates Rosh Hashanah and Brachas. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.